At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business here on CannabisReview.com. My next guest has been appearing on the program previously. He represents the industry-leading cannabis software suite and point-of-sale platform for cannabis retailers and delivery services, and some new updates coming into play that we want to go and talk about that. Plus more, I'm here with the CEO of Blaze. Website is blaze.me, B-L-A-Z-E.me. Chris Violas is back with us. Thanks for being with us again.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited to be here and always a big fan of the show.
Thank you. Your team has recently released a newly updated Blaze retail point-of-sale system. So this transformative redesign is unlocking a new level of flexibility for cannabis dispensaries with a hardware-agnostic web-based POS system. So you're introducing a newly reimagined user experience and user interface aimed at increasing efficiency and intuitiveness for front-of-house employees. This new system is designed to help dispensaries transition smoothly from the current POS system. So, Chris, talk me the key features that ensure this seamless migration and how this approaches from the other POS systems. What are some of the things that are going to definitely stand out for those that are going to have to adopt the new system?
Yeah, I mean, before we even get to that, I think it's really important to kind of lay out the groundwork of where we're at today, right? The industry is getting more competitive, right? There's price compression. There's a lot of things happening. And I keep hearing this phrase, do more with less. And what does that actually mean? How does that all tie back into the POS? Well, a lot of dispensaries are struggling and they're on systems that they signed up for, call it 3-4 years ago. And these systems necessarily haven't adapted, right, to all the new things that we need to do, whether it be delivery capabilities, different market platforms that we need to integrate with, or just trying to, again, do more with less. So we decided we needed to open up an easier path for these folks to move, but also not get hit with a $100,000 or very costly, hardware refresh cycle. In the POS world, whether it be in cannabis or whether it be in restaurants, it's pretty common that the POS vendor will try to get you into what's called the hardware lock-in setup, where you get that hardware and then it's really difficult to move because a lot of the systems don't actually, work with the specific hardware that is given. So we wanted to get that out of the way. We wanted to give people a path to come to us that was extremely easy, could use the hardware that they have today so they didn't need to reinvest in a completely new hardware stack, but also bring the benefits of the new system to play. And we'll talk about some of those big features here, but things like training a budtender in 5 and 10 minutes. We all know there's high turnover, but how do we empower, the GM or the owner to really make sure that the folks that they do bring on board to replace are qualified? They understand how to give the best customer service to the consumer that's in front of them. And so that's really what was the guiding principle here, was make it easy to switch, make it extremely easy for the budtenders to use once they get on, and it needs to be fast. It needs to be fast as hell. I mean, our name is Blaze, so it better be fast. Right. So those are kind of the key pillars.
So the user experience, as you just mentioned, of being intuitive for dispensary staff and especially for those that may not be tech savvy. So as you said, the budtenders, and I feel like this is a point where, who you bring in as budtenders to a dispensary now, more importantly, they still have to have some kind of, they should be able to go ahead and easily adopt and just not just trust off the top of their head of being able to go ahead and know what their inventory is and know what would be best for the consumer that comes in and asks them what would be the best strain, what would be the best product that will work for what I'm looking for, that you need to have that system in place so that they have access to information that will absolutely give them the best answer and hopefully sell the most product to a consumer coming into the store. So what can you say about, what early adopters have said so far about this? Because obviously this is just being brought out, into play. And what have you gotten as early indicators so far for the budtenders and for those that have brought in the new update and now they're working with it?
Yeah, so we launched our program in a beta probably about in April. So it's been about 4 months. It's been a while. But most recently, we really ramped up bringing people on board. To give you an example, we brought on a 12-door operator. We brought on a couple big operators here in California. I would say the biggest piece of feedback is there's a lot of things that these budtenders were doing to give customer service that took 3 to 4 to 5 clicks. They can now do that in one click. Things like, hey, how much is a Kiva product or a Stizzy product? You know, prior to having the new release, they would have to go in, start create a member, start that order for the member, and then start to go find those products. We now have a price checker, which is just like it sounds. You don't have to check anyone in. You could just check the price, check the inventory levels, check those kind of things in one click. And that is available throughout the whole application. So you don't need to jump out of the window that you're currently working in to service the customer to go find out some really basic but really important data. And so good feedback there. The speed is incredible. So that's one of the biggest pieces of feedback we're getting. The time to start a transaction, to close the transaction out, is really, really quick. And it works really well on the hardware that they're coming over from, whether it be a PC or some sort of iPad or things like that. It's been really, really quick. And then, yeah, it's just, again, a better UX experience. So things like, hey, promotions. You know, in the past, we had our discounts engine available on one screen, yet they get to the end of the checkout and you're trying to upsell someone, you'd have to kind of go back into the previous screen to apply a discount. You can apply discounts anywhere you want now at any time without the within the checkout flow. So there's just a lot of nuanced things that we spend a lot of time working with budtenders and getting feedback on that we now have. So they're pretty subtle, but at the end of the day, they add up quite a bit.
You mentioned as well when upon the announcement of this that you said that, you know, you culminated 3 years of customer feedback and innovation from the product team and understanding frustrations many operators face from their after current POS providers have repeatedly failed them during high demand periods like 420, we just had 710. And of course, the holiday season will be coming up before we know it. So there's cost and hassle of transitioning to a new solution. And that's what you're looking to go and do right now, a seamless migration path, minimal to no additional hardware investments, enterprise ready. Now, what can you tell me in terms of the level of input that needs to be put in order for it to integrate? Obviously, there's always been the talk about, well, you know, does it work well with Metric or other programs? You know, what can you tell me about that? I don't think we even talked about that in the last show, about the integration with whatever state regulated systems in place so that, you know, whatever is done in terms of inventory from a store level to who needs to see this information from a transparency level. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so the rewrite here was really a front-end rewrite. Our back-end or our back-of-house application, our platform that interacts with Metric or BioTrack, depending on what state you're in, is the same. We have a best-in-class platform and just rock solid. And so all we did was really give a new facelift to the point of sale, which again is kind of the front-end piece of the platform. And so as far as Metric, as far as all the inventory and the regulations behind that, we have that handled in our platform. And all we really did was made it easier to understand and to see for the budtenders, right? So they know, hey, are they running low on products, right? And if a certain batch, a lot of the time these folks, these retailers are having multiple batches on the floor. So FIFO doesn't necessarily work. Well, with Blaze now, you can go ahead and select which batch you're selling without having to, you know, scan it in if you want. So there's a lot of different ways to make sure that you stay on top of your compliance and to give the visibility back to the budtenders. You know, and I would highlight one thing, just going back to our previous comment on how easy it is for the budtenders. Last week was the Flower Expo in Michigan. I think it was August 7th and 8th. Our team powered that event. And so every single transaction for the system, we trained about 15 budtenders in maybe 15 minutes. And these are folks that haven't really worked a point of sale before, doesn't really know how it works, knew what a point of sale was, but they were able to process. I think we had a pretty high velocity of transactions coming through. I think at 1 hour, we packed about 250 orders. So things were moving. And again, someone that came off the street was basically able to pick it up and run it. So just going back to how easy it is to use and how simple and how quick, I mean, that speaks to it right there. That's a true testament.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of buzz that we had out of the Flower Expo that we learned about in Michigan. And now that our Cannabis Roundup program in subsequent episodes will have coverage of that event for those that go be able to kind of catch what happened to that show and get a nice lay of the ground of what was going on over there. Now, the point of sale software as well, web-based and offering flexible hardware compatibility. So tell me about the direction that prompted this move towards this flexibility. How do you see it benefiting dispensaries of varying sizes and budgets?
Sure. So we started to get into a lot of larger sales cycles. These are larger enterprises, right? I would say about 2 to 3 years ago. And we historically have ran our point of sale system on an iPad, which is, you know, obviously native to the Apple operating system, iOS. Well, a lot of folks are, you know, have started on another point of sale, and that point of sale wasn't using iOS. So to go and install, call it 10 iPads per location across 10 locations, that's $100,000 really quick. And so we started to lose deals, not off functionality, but because we couldn't support the hardware that was currently in the store. So that was a flag right away that, hey, this is a blocker to sales, and we really need to look at this to open up the our ability to sell in new markets. On top of that, again, I mentioned we had a lot of about 3-4 years on the current on the iOS the iPad based point of sale, and a lot of the feedback coming through was things like the price checker, right? Hey, I wanted to be able to do certain things throughout the workflow easier, and so we took all that in and put that into the new web based point of sale to really get going. But our goal here is to work with operators. We want to help sell. We don't want to have them spend more money just to be able to use us. And so that was really the focus here is how do we say, you know, to an operator that, let's say, opened up in Massachusetts 2 years ago that was on another point of sale provider, how do we make it so they can literally switch in 2 days? And so that was really the task that we gave to the team. And as a result, we came out the web POS, which is pretty much able to work on anything that's got a web system on it, basically. So Chrome. And there's a few, you know, requirements we have, but it's very reduced from our iPad and other, you know, products that we're bringing forth to support the system before this.
Now, we're going to go to break in just a second, but I do want to make one other point that should be important to go and say, because we keep talking about the dispensary staff and making sure that they're trained and they have a good understanding of what's going on, that you also have an opportunity for those to enroll in Blaze University, offering self-guided courses on how to use the new POS. So it removing the need for another staff member to train them, and once they complete the courses, they receive a university certificate. So you set that up as well, because that was the other part, I'm guessing, in those 3 years of feedback, that you wanted to make it where it didn't have to be just trained on site, that there is a way to go ahead and educate so that somebody can just get integrated right in.
Exactly. Yeah, look, we have an onboarding team and a support team. They're fantastic, right? But for us to continue to retrain bartenders over and over again didn't really make a ton of sense. So we provided Blaze University or Blaze U, which is really great. It's a self-guided course on how to use the point of sale system, right? It has relevant state call-outs for whatever, you know, market you're in. And so we've really, we have quite a few folks that use it. It's been really great. You get a nice certificate at the end that you can post to LinkedIn if you'd like to say, hey, you're a Blaze certified retailer or bartender. But it's really there to help the retailers grow on their own, right? They don't need to reach out to us. They can enroll someone right away, get things moving, and then get them on the web POS to get rocking and selling here. Because that's, again, at the end of the day, we're here to help sell product and help these dispensaries thrive. And we need to make sure that the staff they're bringing in feels that love, feels that support. And so we do whatever we can to make sure they are supported as possible and can do it, frankly, autonomously without us having to step in.
We're going to go break right now. But when we come back, there's some talk we've already had before about some of the partnerships that you've decided again to get into with various companies. So we're going to talk about a new one that's been brought into place, which is going to be very important to boosting operational efficiency for cannabis retailers and enhancing the online shopping experience. So another company, very important, very huge, very prominent, also partnering with Blaze. We'll talk about that after a short break. I'm here with Chris Viola, CEO of Blaze. Website is blaze.me. Make sure to take a look at them and learn about their new POS system as we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back here on Blunt Business. I'm with Chris Viles, CEO for Blaze. We've been talking about their new web-based POS system, which offers flexible hardware compatibility.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Very easy for dispensary owners and dispensary budtenders to adopt and get into the space and work on that. Now, one of the other things that was very important that happened recently was Weedmaps has now announced a partnership strategically integrating their product database with Blaze. So now you have a global product catalog with Blaze's point-of-sale and e-commerce menus. Now, back in March of 2023, we actually talked about that was in October of 22 that Blaze and Leafly had their own expanded partnership to boost operational efficiency for cannabis retailers. And we talked about that on your last appearance. So now,
sure,
Weedmaps into the space, the product database now with Blaze's system. Give me any challenges or successes that came up during the integration of this process here.
Look, this is groundbreaking, frankly. This is something that this partnership between Weedmaps and Blaze is something that we've been, frankly, working on for the last couple of years. But really, in the last year, it came to light that there's some real operational inefficiencies that are happening at the retail level, especially for a multi-door operator, that we realized really quickly we're the best position to solve. The real difference at its core between the integration of Leafly and Weedmaps is they're not even the same integration. Leafly, we integrated it so that they could pass online orders into our system to get fulfilled, which is great. We have that with Weedmaps today. Weedmaps really stepped up, and they're trying to be a good steward of the industry. And they said, hey, look, we realize there's a lot of issues when you get to a multi-door setup in terms of product being taken in has different names all over the place. Like store one might call it, Alien Labs dash OG Kush dash 3.5 grams as a product name.
Right.
Whereas store two in the same portfolio is calling it something very different. That results in really difficult, makes it extremely hard to report on because you have a product that's one thing that's being called two different things. So it's hard to understand and operationalize. And it's really hard to standardize any kind of SOPs, frankly, when you have this kind of mixed naming conventions. Beyond just the naming conventions, you also have to upload beautiful pictures, right? Because we want this to show on their website. We want this to show everywhere. So we want to represent that product well. We want to make sure we have the right descriptions. When a user is going through and looking at the menu online or in store at a kiosk, they're getting the appropriate information. Leaving that up to an inventory manager to enter that in for all 900 products they carry is a big ask. And so what we did with Weedmaps was we were able to take their brand verified product database, which is quite big. This, just so folks have a good understanding, brands go to Weedmaps and they upload information about their products, right? Could be the description, the genetics, the test results, if they have that at a high level, the product images. And so this is coming straight from the brands. They obviously want their products displayed a certain way and talked about a certain way. And so all we're doing is we're taking that as letting our operators on Blaze take advantage of that. So when they go to receive a new product in from Kiva, let's say, it's a new gummy or something like that, they start typing in the product, searching in our database, and we pull up that product. It has all the images on it, right? It has the descriptions that are appropriate. It's got all these other data points that, frankly, they would have to email the brand in the past, get that downloaded, pull that into the system. It now is done in a click. It is really, really quick. The retailer can still go in and modify the description. They can still put it in their own flavor if they'd like, or change any part, frankly, of the products that are brought in. But it's a good starting point for them to have a really robust and professional catalog. That's really what we're doing here. So it is. It's been in terms of challenges. It's been, say the challenges really come into markets that are not really well supported by Weedmaps. And so these could be, could be Canada, could be certain markets in the US that just don't have great coverage. But we are really focused on making sure retailers are having their brand go to Weedmaps, and upload all the information. Because at the end of the day, it's going to help everyone sell more and it's going to better represent the industry, better represent the brand and the product, and ultimately the retailer when they have a better experience. So we're extremely excited about it. The feedback has been really fantastic. People are using it today, and we're continuing to add to that brand verified catalog. So lots more to come on that, but this is the first in the industry that this has ever been done. So we're really excited about it.
So this global product catalog, obviously, is to help really that gateway for people to go into Weedmaps and then find products and is very much uniformly put into place through the Blaze system, really going to communicate with each other. And you can say it also enhances day-to-day operations for cannabis retailers because of how many people might find the products they're looking for in their dispensary via Weedmaps before they go to any particular proprietary website.
So not even that. Weedmaps actually said, hey, like, they obviously have a listing. The dispensaries have a listing with Weedmaps today, which obviously they're driving traffic to. But Weedmaps want to take a step further. They said, hey, that's great, but we want to bring that information into the POS. So now, you know, there's less time being spent managing a product profile or the catalog, right? That's pretty much sucked in and synced up for the retailer. And, you know, this is actually showing on their proprietary website. This is showing in store at the kiosk level. This is showing on the big TV screen. So this product catalog is being used throughout the dispensary in many different ways. And Weedmaps selflessly partnered with us to bring that to the retailer. So again, I just can't say enough good things about that tea. They're continuing to put the industry first, which I think is very noble.
But the fact that Leafly at one point, but then Weedmaps even a higher extent, you're setting a high standard for cannabis retail. It's obviously the benchmarks being set that, you know, if there are other services out there that want to try to reach what Blaze is trying to do right now, it's pretty big. But, you know, do you see that Blaze is pretty much not just trend setting, but also influencing the broader cannabis retail ecosystem overall?
I think so. I think we're doing a number of things to set new trends today. And really that trend is innovation. We should not stop working for our retailers. There's a lot of work to do. And we're catching up with retail that's, you know, has less restrictions, right? Like traditional retail. And a couple of things to speak to that. You know, we launched the scan to shot feature, which is pretty cool, which helps support the Hall of Flowers Ventura show, the Flower Expo show. So we're continuing to push that forward. We've got the new POS out. We've got the new catalog out. So at the end of the day, yes, we are setting trends, but the core focus here is help the industry move forward, right? That's really where we're at. And so I think we are setting a good example in that respect. We will continue to deliver on new things like this that, you know, where we can gain efficiencies, we should be helping those retailers gain efficiencies. And I can promise, you know, at our level, at least at the executive level here at Blaze, that is what we're focused on day in and day out. I'm not sure about other companies and what they're doing, but we're continuously reinvesting, you know, our profits to make the product better, and we're not stopping. So I'm excited about it. There's certainly a long way to go, but these are some massive updates that are meaningful to the retailer's bottom line right now, and we're going to continue to focus on those.
We're going to go back to the commercial break, but when we come back, I want to ask you about one of the most important things that we always have to talk about when it comes to POS, compliance with other variable state regulations, things like that. So I'm going to go and ask about that as we wrap things up. Again, the website is blaze.me, blaze.me. And when we come back, I want to give you another chance to go and let people know the importance of being a part of this POS system and why they should go ahead and schedule a demo to learn more about it. Here with Chris Violas, CEO for Blaze, back with final questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Rounding the home stretches, my friend David Sotelo would go and tell me, as we are here on Blunt Business with Chris Vols, CEO for Blaze. Website is blaze.me. And finally, the new Blaze POS system, we're going to take a minute to get let you do and talk to people about how they can learn more, schedule a demo, all that good stuff. But it adapts to ongoing changes for compliance regulations across different states and markets with increasing concerns about data security in the cannabis sector. What can you tell me about what this new POS system is doing right now to help manage compliance with variable state regulations out there?
Yeah, it was a big focus of the POS rewrite. So today, one of the new features that we have available is a very clear limits tracker for the bud tender. Often in the past, they had to rely on our system to understand the limits, and they couldn't really get good visibility into it. We would just say, hey, you're over the limit or you're not. And so it's really difficult to guide a consumer if you're over limited flower, maybe in one area that they could, you know, get maybe beverages or some other concentrated form of cannabis to fill up their cart more. So with us now, we obviously support, I think, about 22 different states today. All of those states have various differences in how they handle limits. Some states have it on a daily limit. Some are transactional limit. Some have a rolling 14-day period limit. So they really differ. And so having that visibility as a bud tender to know, hey, X amount of my limit is consumed. And so you can accurately and more helpfully guide that that consumer along their buying decision, right? Hey, if they're over on flour, they're going to hit their limit. Maybe we should look at something else. And so that's just one example of kind of getting better visibility and that transparency you mentioned about to the bud tender. And so that's been a big focus of ours beyond just the other work that we have to do as it pertains to, you know, making sure the labels and the receipts and everything else is updated in accordance to, you know, whatever state we're working in, whatever regulatory body we are working with.
That's most important with the fact that, you know, there's always so much that needs to be done from the hardware, software perspective. Obviously, the grow from seed to sale, when it comes in, that there's compliance regulations that are just so important about of all this. But with Blaze doing what they've done here, what you've done right now to help with this system, to help enhance and support the compliance issues, is very important. So as we've been talking about here on the program, the new Blaze retail POS system, you know, now flexible hardware compatibility, web-based, and it's very big on the fact that you do a lot of onboarding. You're helping out with folks so they can learn every aspect of the software. The staff is trained, they're ready to process sales. You're helping out with data migration, integration configurations. So you're offering folks right now, especially our listeners, to go and you can schedule a demo with the team to learn how easy it is to upgrade, and that the software suite consolidates key components of your tech stack with native e-commerce, integrated cashless payments, and mobile apps for dispensaries. So for those looking to do a demo booking with your team, what should they be doing and what will they learn from the demo?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you named it. Go to our website, right on the homepage, that there's a way to book a demo. On that demo, we're gonna learn a little bit about the retailer, right? At the end of the day, each retailer and various chains have different flows they want to see. Are you delivery? Are you storefront? Do you support online? Do you have mobile apps? Like, we want to learn a little bit about you in the first 10 minutes of that call. But after that, we're going to dive in. We're going to show you the back end. We're going to show you the point of sale and how easy it is to use and get going. We're going to show you some reporting. We're going to talk about delivery. We're going to talk about how the e-com needs to be extremely connected to the point of sale, right? There really shouldn't be a difference. It's commerce, right? We happen to put an E in front of it, but we'll talk about the various nuances there as well as some of the compliance issues, right? How do we interact with Metric? How do we talk to BioTrack, right? How do you receive product? What are the data limits and how does our compliance team work through all of that? If you have weekly or monthly reporting outside of Metric and BioTrack, what do you need to do? These are things we're going to cover at a high level in the first call. And if we need a second call with a specific like inventory manager, let's say, to dive into the catalog and talk about how we manage, you know, various attributes there, we will. But the first call should really be, you know, at a high level. Let's learn a little bit about you, and then we'll tell you about the various systems that kind of come together to be Blaze.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you taking time out to go and talk with us, Chris, all about this. There's been so much to learn off of this. So, you know, the trend setting a benchmark here for the program and for those out there that want to learn more, obviously, again, the website, blaze.me. Thank you for chiming in and letting us know about everything that's been set up with this new POS system. And, you know, let's always keep the door open to have another appearance.
That would be great. We will continue to put out some new product and give us lots of new things to talk about. So, Oscar, thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it. And thanks for spreading the good word.
My pleasure, Chris. Thanks for being on. And thank you for listening to another Blunt Business. Well, until next time, we'll talk to you again.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.